Hello, Ben.
Yes, who am I talking to?
This is Glassman and Crazy Eddie. How you doing this morning?
How you guys doing?
Doing good. What's happening?
So you guys probably want to know why there's so many fat people walking around.
Absolutely. I think part of it has to do with drinking, like the canoe races the other day. Drinking all day and then eating bad food all night.
Well, you know, those are certainly the standard reasons that the media and the government wants you to believe. But the question is, you know, we had the same food. We had plenty of fast food in the 70s, and there's certainly plenty of beer back then. And yet there weren't all these fat people walking around. And so, you know, what's the big difference between now and then? Well, people weren't using 4 or 5 prescription drugs then like they are today. And so many people are unaware that these prescription medications cause weight gain as a side effect.
Really? That is something I didn't. I didn't know that.
Well, and it's, you know, I hate to use the word conspiracy, but you have to wonder why that information's not out there.
I was actually going to use that word.
Well, and you know, I certainly think that the pharmaceutical companies don't want people to know that that is a major side effect of their medication. And they also don't want people to know how much money they're making from all these fat people walking around. Some of the most common illnesses that we see today, like diabetes, like high cholesterol, like high blood pressure, you know, how many people are taking drugs to treat those illnesses, which are all caused by being overweight? And who ends up benefiting from these illnesses the most? Well, the pharmaceutical companies.
Of course.
So I think when you really look at the evidence, the reason there's so many fat people walking around is because of greed and corruption in the pharmaceutical industry and in the federal government.
What about the pills that are supposed to make you skinny? Do they make you fat too? So it's like if you're taking pills, say diabetes or something like that, and they're making you fat, then what if you go on these pills that are supposed to make you skinny? What do they make you fat?
Well, what pills are you talking about that are supposed to make you skinny?
Is Trimspot, like, is that a pill?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a natural weight loss product. And see, what really proves that, and there's just no question that these big companies are benefiting financially from people being overweight. The only question is it intentional? And I think the proof that it is intentional is the lengths they went to get rid of a federal weight loss products, which worked extremely well for weight loss.
The and Nicole Smith losing all that weight on Trimspot actually worked for her.
Exactly, and I think when she lost all that, that was back in the days when Trimspot contained ephedra, which it's no longer legal to buy a product that contains ephedra for weight loss. Now,
Orioles pitcher Steve Beckler died using that last spring training last year.
Right.
Snowballed in it, you know, being banned now.
Well, that was the excuse they used for banning ephedra. However, people like Dr. Richard Kreider at Baylor University spoke out to a great extent on how it was ridiculous to have ever blamed a federal weight loss product for his death. And actually, you know, if they're looking for reasons or something to blame, you know, what about steroids? We hear about athletes using steroids all the time, and I certainly don't want to say that I have evidence that Mr. Beckler was using steroids. I'm just saying that, hey, you know, they immediately jump to the conclusion that it was this a federal weight loss product that caused him to die. Why didn't they at least consider something that was probably more likely?
Yeah. So what can America do to get skinny with what's out there?
Well, take control of your own life, and you know, before people allow themselves just to blindly be put on some drug, ask the doctor, hey, is this going to make me gain 100 pounds? Because no matter how much you exercise and diet, you're not going to be able to overcome such a side effect. So it's a matter of taking responsibility in the term of having the right information, and if he is going to put you on a drug that's going to cause weight gain, say, look, you know, what are my alternatives? Are there natural alternatives to lowering my blood pressure, my cholesterol? Do I really need to be on this medication, or can you give me something that doesn't cause weight gain?
All right. Your book is Why is America So Fat? Where can people get it?
Well, the usual locations, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, but I have a special deal for your radio listeners. If they buy it at our own website, whyisamericasofat.com, type in vitamin in the coupon code, they will get a free multivitamin with their purchase of the book.
That sounds like a good deal.
Can't beat it, can you?
All right, Ben Kennedy, right?
Ben Kennedy, and thanks a lot for having me, guys.
All right, thank you for coming on this morning, man.